This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we've got 2 hours just jam-packed full of information that will help you stay healthy, be healthy, and feel healthy. During the day, we're going to spend some time talking about a wide variety of issues, from responsibility, personal responsibility. We're going to be talking about meditation for health, and we'll also be talking about brain health as well. I'm looking forward to that with Dr. Michael Lewis. He has a new book out, When Brains Collide. You know, all the sports that kids do and adults and athletes do. Well, he has a procedure that he helped develop. We'll be talking about that, that will reduce brain injury problems. We're going to start right now with Will Arntz and Deirdre Hay. They have written a brand new book, the Not So Little Book of Surprises. Will was the creator of What the Bleep, the film, if you're familiar with that, a wonderful movie that really helped people get it together. And I think this is an adjunct to that. The Little Book of Surprise, Not So Little Book of Surprises, is designed, in my opinion, to help people get through life. Would you agree with that, guys?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly why we made the book.
Why are people having so many problems, do you think, coping with everything? I mean, we have, you could step into an elevator in a building and get hit with an ad now, right, on a little screen. You get into your car and you listen to commercials, newspapers, billboards, Facebook, LinkedIn. I just, you know, all the social media, we are inundated with what I call stuff. How do we get through all this?
Well, one very practical thing that I do and I share with people to do, it's simple, it's obvious, but it really works, and that is to take time every day and gaze into nature. Even if you're in a city, just look at a tree, look at a flower, gaze, get your eyes away from all those screens, because it's been proven that our brain, when our brain looks at nature, the brain actually, there's a reset button. So the brain starts to calm down, the hormones calm down, and we're able to think clearer. It's proven by science. So that's a really simple thing that we all have to do to help our brains and help us feel better, because the overload of all the television screens and the advertisements and our devices, what's happening is we are overloaded. Our brain can't cope. And the side effects of not being able to cope are anxiety, depression, confusion, feeling overwhelmed, getting stressed. High blood pressure, anger, having anger because the brain we get angry when it's overloaded. It can't cope. And we're really at a place where we just can't cope. We created this book, The Not-So-Little Book of Surprises, to be nature for you to gaze at, because we put in these beautiful nature photographs. And we like to say it's a children's book for adults, so that every page has something beautiful to gaze on so your brain relaxes, and then something beautiful to read to give you a little tip of inspiration so you can greet your day and have a great day.
There, I'm just looking through the book now. I found some really interesting things. I mean, there are pictures of flowers, and there's a picture of a car. It's a blue car. Somebody's feet are sticking out. It's something that I would never do, because if I took the car apart, it would never run again. There's a picture of a Torah page. I mean, there are some really gorgeous pictures here, and it looks like it encompasses a wide variety of spiritual beliefs.
Yes.
Is this a book for everybody?
This is, well, I hope. You know, it's hard to please everybody, but I hope that this is a book that is universal and that it's really spirituality based on the ancient traditions. I've gleaned my spiritual knowledge from my Judeo-Christian past, my study of the Hindu religion, and then the experiences as a mystic I've had of really meeting divine beings, such as the angels, the ascended masters. You know, for years I thought, well, maybe I'm just losing my mind. But then after much research and speaking to many experts, we all agreed, no, you actually are very, very sane, and you really must be one of these people that can have these kind of experiences.
I've met a couple of people in the past who have communicated with angels. I've always mm-hmm. wanted to. I think I talk to them. I'd like them to talk back. Is that unrealistic?
Absolutely not. Everybody has an ability to speak to your angels or your guides, the benevolent guides that want to help you and they want to make your life better. And they will, not everybody, quote, can hear them. I mean, that I just have a gift. But what I can tell you is they do speak to you. They do help you. Keep talking to them. They give little signs. One of the signs that they give to me whenever I know that they're around is that there's a penny in front of me. And for a while when
there,
I was
say
really,
that one more time.
I said one of the messages from the angels gave to me for a while when I was going through a very, very hard time financially, is all of a sudden these pennies kept showing up in front of me wherever I went, another penny, another penny. And that was them saying to me, have faith, keep going, money's coming. And it did. And I picked up every penny and I saved them. I made a little stack of them. And sure enough, things did turn around. So the angels will send you messages. You just want to start to really look.
That's the problem, isn't it? Isn't it? That's part of the problem. People, they get the messages, but they're not hearing. It's like being deaf.
Right. And that's where I really try to help people open up that ability to hear, that ability to see. And it's really everyone has the ability to have this communication. What I recommend is that you just take 5 minutes a day, clear your mind, find your center just by sitting and either watching your breath, gazing at a leaf of a plant, just starting to calm down the chatter, because the voices are there. It's just the chatter keeps us from being able to hear those voices of our angelic guides. So you can do it.
I want to do it. And, of course, this is Late Night Health, and our mission is to help people find mental clarity, mental health, as well as physical health. And I think this book is beautiful. I'm going to read, if I may, The Darkness Serves the Light if You Are Conscious. The darkness is just the darkness if you are unconscious. Our guests are Will Arntz and Deidre Hayde. They are the authors of the Not-So-Little Book of Surprises. It's a gorgeous book. And not only was it was recommended to me by our mutual friend Robert Clancy, who will be joining us in a little bit today, as he does every week here on Late Night Health. A gorgeous, gorgeous book. How is this different than meditation, guys? Will?
How's the book different than meditation?
Or is it meditation?
Well, parts of it are. I mean, some of the, let me tell you very briefly how the book was put together. All the words, there's poems in there, and there are quotes from Deirdre's teachings that she's been doing for over a decade now. And so there are these volumes of transcripts of all that. And so I took those. All the words in the book are hers, and the visions are hers. And I took those, and I'm a filmmaker, having made What the Bleep, And I took those, I pulled out the quotes from all the transcripts, and then the photos and the images were from a photographer, Andre Balog, who we've known for years. And I put them together very much like a movie. And part of the quotes that I picked out were the ones that I thought were a little different. That's why I came up with the thing about it being a surprise. Because I found that when Deirdre would say these things, she often has puts concepts out there that you vaguely have aware of, but she has such a unique perspective being a mystic. So when to answer your question about is it a meditation, a lot of those are a meditation because there will be something she'll say in those, and it's something you can just you think about. And not just think about like logically, like putting A, B, and C together. It's you actually meditate on them. You take the words in and you just, you stay with the concept. There's one where she talks about the soul doesn't know what it's doing here because the soul comes from the world of light and it doesn't understand it, that when you bump your toe, it's going to hurt.
Interesting.
So, you know, that, we're gonna a concept like that is so, I found so unique. And that's something you can just, you can take that concept and chew on that all day, and that's a meditation.
We're going to chew on this for just a couple of moments as we stop and do some business. We'll be back. The authors of the Not-So-Little Book of Surprises, Will Arntz and Deirdre Haidt, our guest here on Late Night Help. Join us at latenighthelp.com, latenighthelp.com. We will have a link to the book and to the website. The not so little book of surprises in the next couple of weeks as well. All right, we'll be back with more as Late Night Health continues. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-6030. That's 1-800-616-6030.
Late Night Health continues in a little bit, about 10, 12 minutes from now. Lauren Olson, medical doctor, he's got a book out called Finally Out. It's about gay men who have had families, been married to women, and they decide they're gay. They admit that they've always been, and we'll find out more about that, because the psychological implications, not only to the gay men, but to their families, is immense. We'll be talking about that in a little bit here on Late Night Health. Right now we go to Santa Barbara, California, paradise on earth, where we speak with Will Ernst and Deidre Hay, the authors of the not-so-little book of surprises. I had a question for Will, and that is, I understand you were in final edit with What the Bleep. You were looking at the copy, and you rewrote it. You started over. Walt Disney did that with, I think, Snow White.
Well, that's not exactly true. What happened was there was about 10 restarts to What the Bleep, and it kept morphing and it kept changing and it kept morphing and it kept changing. Once I finally got the script written, then the editing. But the editing took forever because it was what we do is we edit it. And then we do a test screening, and then it was like, whoa, that didn't work. And it was such a tightrope walk between the dramatic part and then the documentary part to have that balance so that they played off of each other instead of fought each other. So in that sense, we do a test screening, and then I go back in the editing room and, you know, wring my hands and say, oh, my God, it's a mess, and then, you know, get in there and re-edit and try again. So that part of it was quite tumultuous, but eventually got it right.
I spend half my life in a video editing bay and the other half doing radio. So I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
With the pressures of today, you know, we talked about a little bit about the digital assets and our devices that we're connected to. I mean, I feel naked if I run out of the house and forget my phone. I don't do it often, but I do it once in a while. And I feel naked without it. Some people find it freeing. Can the not-so-little book of surprises help me get over that?
Well, I'll tell you what.
That disconnect of technology?
Yes. One of the reasons we made the book the way we did was to compete with the devices. That's why the book is so wonderful to hold. There's a weight to it. The paper is the highest quality glossy paper. And the photos that Andre Balog created really draw you into another world. And it does compete. I have seen people put their phones down to look at this book. So I feel like we've won in that regard. And then, you know, the knowledge that Will put in based on my years and years and years of conversing with the divine worlds and what they've told me about our existence, I find, and what people report back to me, is they find that this book brings hope, it brings faith, and it brings information to help face the everyday life that we face. You had just read the quote, "The darkness serves the light if
right.
you are conscious. The darkness is just darkness if you are unconscious." Well, that's a quote that was given to me by, for lack of a better word, God, Dick Kahunga,
right.
over about 20 years. And this quote, just to share with all of your listeners, just this one concept, I want to encourage you that whenever adversity comes, or you're feeling upset, or something in life happens that it causes pain and suffering, find a way to look and see, where is the light in that? What's something there that I can do to make this situation better, to have a healing in this situation? Because the ego mind tends to dramatize and always go to the worst of everything. That's what the ego does. But we are actually here to train and teach our ego to find the light in everything. And when you find that spark of light, no matter what happens, there is more than one spark of light. But if you could just find one, you can really experience grace. Because grace comes, and that is the story of grace. Amazing grace shows up. I once was blind, now I see. And that's how grace comes, because if we don't find that little spark of goodness and light and possibility in a situation that is painful, we will miss grace, because grace comes from that spark.
And then what else is life about? There are some really beautiful photographs and some wonderful words of wisdom. By the way, just quickly, Deidre, do you see somebody and want to say something to them because you're walking on the street and you want to say, don't cross the street because there's a bus coming?
Or... I have done that. Yes.
Just, okay, no bus is coming my way or Daryl's way?
No bus is coming your way. You're all good to go.
All right, I promise. Just wanted to know. Listen, the Not So Little Book of Surprises, it's gorgeous. Deidre Hayden, Will Arntz, It's super, and I look forward to having you back. When you want to come back, you just let us know, will you?
I promise. We'd love to. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Coming up next, Lauren Olson, the author of Finally Out. We're going to find out about that coming out when you're an older guy here on Late Night Health. Don't go away. More coming up.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107, 800-663-5107, 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Health continues with a very important topic. We have the author of a book called Finally Out by Dr. Lauren A. Olson. He's a psychiatrist based in, of all places, Iowa. And Finally Out is a book about older men, and older men, 40 plus, older, coming out after having families, having children, being with women, and saying, I'm gay. Dr. Olson, is this a common occurrence today?
I think it's much more common than people know, and it seems to be even increasing in frequency. So yes, I think it's fairly common. And there are a lot of men who are sort of in a position of kind of contemplating that decision, or perhaps feeling locked in a life that they feel somewhat inappropriate for themselves.
I think that, first of all, there's a wonderful show, Grace and Frankie, on Netflix. It is absolutely hysterically funny, but there are such important moments between two couples. They almost switch. The men are gay. They've been married to these two women for, 30 years, maybe more. And they've been a couple secretly for all those years. The two women end up moving in together because they have to. They have no other place to go, right? Yeah, right? They are not gay. In the episode I saw last night, you know, they had a robbery and the two women get into bed together. And Lily Tomlin says, if you want me to do anything to you, I'm glad to do it. I just have to stay here. I'm afraid of the robbers. It was, I mean, it was funny stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's funny in a sort of dark humor way for many of us, because we've lived that kind of experience, that's for sure.
When somebody comes out at that age, 40 plus, 45 plus, even in this case, 60 plus, not only do they have some kind of psychological implications, but their families do as well.
Yes, that's definitely the case. I think, you know, one of the things that happens with that kind of situation, Mark, is that the person who's coming out has been thinking about it probably for years, and then feels almost as if an abscess has been ruptured. You know, all that pain is finally released, and they feel good about it. And they kind of want the rest of the families to celebrate it with them. But for many of the families, this is new information, and they're just beginning to try and figure out what the impact on their family is going to be and how they're going to process it. And, of course, there's a feeling of being betrayed and a whole mixture of things. So there's a real difference in the way that the person who's coming out is experiencing it and that the family is, and it causes a lot of difficulty for the family.
Is it any different than a son or daughter saying to mom and dad, I'm gay?
Well, I think for the person who's coming out, it's certainly different. I think many of us who have been through this experience had really bought into all of the traditional values of family and have followed the rules, have done what we're supposed to. We've been good boys and girls in that sense. And for me, and I think for many that I know, the issue of having children that you're going to walk away from is extremely difficult. I was a very involved parent, very committed to being active in my role as a father, and it was very difficult for me to walk away from that and feel like I was abandoning my children.
And how old were your children when you came out?
9 and 13.
And how did they accept or not accept?
Well, when I finally got around to telling them why, they said, oh, Dad, we already knew. And, you know, and they were young. And I said, well, how did you know? And they said, well, we don't want to tell you. And so I never really knew. But I suppose that, you know, they discovered things when they were down on their Wednesday nights and weekends. You know, they found things that gave me away. I'm not really sure about that. But they would tell you even to this day that dealing with a divorce was a bigger issue for them than dealing with my being gay.
That's your second book.
This book is actually a second edition of the first book, so it's been rewritten I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Talk about the kids. Yeah.
You're a psycho. You're a shrink. Come on, you could do that too.
Yeah, I would consider that actually, but it was a difficult thing to walk away from that life. That, you know, there's so many advantages in the heteronormative kind of existence, and that was a part of it. But certainly the issue of breaking a vow that I'd made with my wife, and also then sort of walking away from that day-to-day kind of contact with my children was what held me there much longer than I might have otherwise.
How long have you been out?
I'm 74 now. I came out right at my early 40s when I finally sort of made a public statement about it. But the process, of course, was going on for a while before that. And of course, it continues to this day, although most everybody knows now, I guess.
30 years later. Yeah, you're right. Daryl Wayne, my partner, just wrote me a note saying, great movie idea.
That would be nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, one of the things that I was thinking about with you know, I have two kids, two adult kids, and it's hard for most of us to think of our children as sexual beings. You don't want to know,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Conversely, if I hug my wife in front of my kids, there's, ew, you're too old to do that. Why would you want to do that? Get a room, that kind of thing. And I, you know.
Yeah, there were a couple of things that come to mind as you say that. And one was that when my grandkids were visiting Doug and I, we've been together for 30 years now. And so he's been a part of their life, my grandchildren's life, since they were born. And when they were, probably 9 and 10 in that age, I heard one of them say to another one, I didn't know two men slept together. And that was kind of their one comment about it. They never really made a big deal about it. But the other story that was kind of funny, that when they were coming from Ohio to come to our wedding, my daughter had just given the girls the talk about sex. And on the trip out here, my one daughter said, Mom, do you have to do that every time you want to have a baby? And she's like, yes. And there was silence in the back seat. And then she said, are Grandpa and Doug going to be doing that? and my daughter was thinking quickly, said, no, they don't want children.
That is funny. Well, yeah. The implications of this whole thing are, I mean, while we're making light, is at the same time, I think it's serious. I mean, if you were religious and Roman Catholic, if the Catholic Church does not accept gays, a lot of Christian denominations don't, some do. In Judaism, some of the denominations do accept that. There are in Southern California gay. There's at least one gay synagogue. Some people do what the army used to do under Bill Clinton. They don't care. Sure. They look the other way. How do you think gay men and women should accept religion in terms of their gayness?
Well, that's an interesting and complicated question, I think, in many ways, because you talked about several traditions, but there are many more. I mean, if you look at all the people who are in Muslim countries and the difficulties that they have, but it happens in the South and some of the Baptist churches as well. I mean, it's in all of these traditions where there's a prohibition against homosexuality, it's very, very difficult. And many people have been hurt badly by that because they've been basically excommunicated from whatever their religious tradition was. And so their response is to give up on their belief system altogether.
Have you done that?
I was raised as a Lutheran and thought I always would be a Lutheran. At the time that I came out, the Lutheran Church had not moved toward a more open and affirming church. And so I left the church for about 20 years. And then within the last few years, I found a church here that's open and affirming and very welcoming. And so I've become a part of that congregation for probably the last 7 or 8 years.
Got it. You're really a Boo Lutheran, right?
It's interesting that you say that because my sister is still very much a very committed Lutheran, and she wrote me recently that she had run the church's booth at the Pride Festival in St. Louis. So, the Lutheran Church now is not what it was when I was growing up in that sense. Could be a Lutheran again.
Which is about time. Our guest is the author of Finally Out, edition number 2, Lauren A. Olson. He's a psychiatrist in Iowa. And he doesn't know this, but I talked to his representative earlier. When Gay Pride Month comes up, I think it's in June here in California, we'd love to have you back, and we'll talk more about this at that time. One of the things that I think is upsetting to people when an older man comes out, and I hate to use that word, older man at 40, when you come up with the third edition, could you take that out, please? 40 old?
Depends on which side of you're on.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember not being able to we didn't trust people over 20 or
That's
over
right.
30, right? Yeah, you and I. We're just about out of time, but I think that you know, I'd love to get into some of the psychological aspects and what people can do as they decide to come out, and how to do it in an easy way, hopefully that the family will accept them. And I hope you'd like to come back.
I would very much do, like to come back again and visit with you about those things. But own your age. It's not so bad.
Absolutely.
We have to come out as old, too.
Yes, we do. The gray hairs on my head, as long as they stay on my head, I'm happy about it. Lauren Olson, psychiatrist. He's the author of Finally Out. We'll have an article on our website as well as a link to the book in the next couple of weeks so that you'll be able to hear the interview again and even learn more about Dr. Lauren. Thank you very much. Coming up next, our Doctor of Responsibility, Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. We hear and we'll talk about personal responsibility. Late Night Health continues.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity of the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages, and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Help continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. And we are going to spend some time with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. We were talking earlier with some friends of Robert's, the authors of the Not-So-Little Book of Surprises, Deidre Haid and William Arntz. And Deidre also speaks to angels. So it was that's my segue to you today, Robert. Okay.
Well, I do know some angels.
Got it. Are you on a first name basis with them?
I have a lot of angels who are volunteers, and they are definitely angelic people who do great things out there.
Well, we're going to talk today about responsibility. So we're going to listen to your inspirational message.
Yes. So responsibility. You're responsible for what's in your heart, but you're also responsible for what you place in the hearts of others. And when you approach your day, how you take it, if you have that scowl on your face, it's going to carry through and go into everyone around you. And you're wondering, why is everything not going well today? And generally, you're at the nucleus of that. It's not generally the responsibility of everyone else to make you happy. You've got to start with that part in yourself, but you can also bring that light to other people.
Do you remember Barbra Streisand singing, I'm trying to think of the song, it's not Make Someone Happy, maybe it's People Too, but there was a song there, and she stopped singing it because she realized, she said, I don't want to sing that song anymore, because you can't make me happy, I have to make me happy. Would you agree with that? I have to be responsible for my own my own happiness, my own life.
Yes, and my dad, he had a great bunch of wisdom in there, and he said, whatever happens to you is your own fault. So you have to be responsible for yourself. And that was my takeaway from that, is that, you know, I have a choice every day, what I can make, and I can also have, a choice to be happy. And even in the most difficult of times, at the loss of a family member or different pieces like that will definitely affect you. But you always have a choice of how you're going to approach that. And if you can find the silver lining, look for that glimmer of hope. Those are the three words I always go back to, is faith, love, and hope. And they're really built upon everything that we have, everything that we know, and everything we are.
And one of the things that you've been teaching us is about volunteerism, and that's a way of taking personal responsibility to help change the world.
Yeah, and, I actually just ran into today at an event. I was at the Junior Achievement Partners and Achievement Breakfast, and there's a gentleman there who next week I'm going to be honoring as the Volunteer of the Year, so I'm the MC for the event. And I told him that, and I was telling people about what he's doing. He's retired now, and he decided to just dedicate the rest of his life to helping others. And he has such a good sense of humor. He's always got a smile on his face. And I said, when I was mentioning him, he's like, well, do I get a cut of this? I'm contacting my lawyer. You're using my name. I had to laugh, but that's his approach to life, is you don't have to be unhappy. It's your choice.
And you're right, but there are a lot of people who don't understand that. There are politicians, I won't name anyone in particular, who doesn't take responsibility. He blames it on everybody else. A lot of politicians tend to do that anyway, on both sides of the fence. But we have to take responsibility for our screw-ups. We all screw up. We all have the capability of being happy, of not screwing up, but we're human. We can't be happy every day, right?
Right, but we're also responsible for those that we bring into our circles and who's around us. And it's perfectly fine to pull those weeds from your life who are no longer serving your garden, because it's the only way flowers have the room they need to bloom. That's, you know, the beauty of pulling the weeds and recognizing what is a weed. And sometimes weeds can flower and be beautiful on their own. So you got to choose carefully.
I have a couple of weeds I'd like to pull, but they're in Washington, D.C. Well, anyway, Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul, thank you very much for joining us again. We'll see you next week.
All right. It's a pleasure to be on, and I look forward to it, and we'll have a whole new topic to discuss.
I cannot wait. Robert Clancy, regular contributor here on Late Night Health. All right. That wraps up our first hour. Hour two coming up, we're going to talk about meditation for daily stress as Late Night Health moves on. Don't go away. More coming up.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at the Beverly Hills Dentist.